The deep ocean has other sources of light than astronomical bodies, though. Three-quarters of marine organisms off the coast of California produce their own. And that is probably true in most oceans, says Steve Haddock of the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute. Recently, Dr. Haddock brought back the first full-colour high-definition videos of bioluminescence in the abyss. At a meeting in Monterey in September, he offered a preview. Sea cucumbers, normally pale and beige, rippled with waves of blue bioluminescence. A shimmery gold viperfish, when disturbed by Dr. Haddock's remotely operated submarine, suddenly switched its lights on, covering every detail in its skin. A jellyfish displayed swirling blue pinwheels. A brittle worm glowed yellow. Dr. Haddock hopes his new submarine-borne camera will grant him a better understanding of how animals use bioluminescence in the deep. Some predators, for instance, employ glowing lures to attract prey. Others produce pulses of light to illuminate their targets, in which case, from the prey's point of view, having an invisibility cloak has obvious advantages. Some organisms use bioluminescence as a defence mechanism. Lighting up an attacker can make it more vulnerable to the attentions of others. And there are times when switching the lights on is a better camouflage than absorbing light. Watase's lanternfish are generally hunted by predators that strike from below. It may seem surprising, therefore, that among the light-producing cells distributed across their bodies, they have a set that point downward from their bellies towards the sea floor. They also, however, have light-sensing cells pointing upwards on their backs. At the meeting in Monterey, José Paitio of Chubu University in Japan described how the two sets of cells work together. The dorsal ones sense the colour and intensity of light filtering downwards. The ventral ones respond to that signal, generating exactly the amount of light required to blend in, so that the fish disappears from view when seen from underneath. A truly bright idea.